I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has urged people to see differences as a source of richness instead of danger, and has used his Christmas message to call for reconciliation in places torn apart by conflict. Pope Francis delivered his traditional message to tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. In his address, Pope Francis called for fraternity among people with different ideas. He also called for the resumption of dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians and urged leaders to work for a political solution in Syria. He also prayed for Yemen, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and the millions of displaced people in Africa. Immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. US Customs and Border Protection said the boy died shortly after midnight on December 25th after showing signs of potential illness. It's the second time this month an immigrant child has died while being detained after crossing the US-Mexico border. Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro called for a congressional investigation into the boy's death. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, is spending Christmas week in Iraq this year. Cardinal Parolin is meeting with members of the Iraqi government and representatives of the Oriental churches, as well as travelling to Baghdad. Today, Cardinal Parolin is in Erbil, where he's meeting representatives of the government of Iraqi Kurdistan. Japan has said it will start commercial whaling in July and withdraw from the International Whaling Commission, the body tasked with whale conservation. Commercial whaling was banned in 1986 after some species were driven almost to extinction. Officials in Japan, an IWC member since 1951, say eating whales is part of the country's culture. Conservation groups have warned the move will have serious consequences. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.